Over the past two decades, three international protocols have been written, laying out the rules of war for naval, air and missile and cyber warfare. Now a group of 40 global experts, academics, lawyers, former and serving military commanders, are drafting a manual of international law for any future war in outer space. As the world becomes increasingly reliant on GPS satellites to run everything from the internet to your ATM, the concern is that any future conflict could target these so-called space assets. So draft rules of engagement are being drawn up, more than 35 years after the former US President Ronald Reagan dreamed of building a missile defence shield in space. Greg Borschmann has more.
War in space. It's been pretty much the realm of rip-roaring science fiction for the best part of a century. Ever since Orson Welles caused mass panic in America in 1938, with a radio adaptation of the novel War of the Worlds. In an early example of fake news, the radio show fooled some listeners into thinking Martians truly were invading New Jersey.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt our program of dance music to bring you a special bulletin from the Intercontinental Radio News. At 20 minutes before 8 Central Time, Professor Farrell of the Mount Jennings Observatory, Chicago, Illinois, reports observing several explosions of incandescent gas occurring at regular intervals on the planet Mars. The spectroscope indicates the gas to be hydrogen and moving toward the Earth with enormous velocity.
But now, truth is once again stranger than fiction, with global experts drawing up the rulebook for the battles to come in space.
The Americans in their Law of War manual have a very small chapter, but nonetheless a very specific chapter on the law of armed conflict in outer space.
That's Professor Dale Stevens from the University of Adelaide. He's editor-in-chief of the Global Project to write a manual for the rules of war in space.
The Americans are a little bit ahead of the game, I suppose, in that they've already committed to this idea of how law would apply in space. I would also say we have Russian and Chinese support for this project as well.
With interest and tacit support from various governments, about 40 international experts, military, academic, legal, are working on the manual with Professor Stevens. It's known by its acronym, MILIMOS.
A manual of international law applicable to military uses of outer space. That's certainly my role in bringing together a number of experts, both academic and military, to try and understand what the rules are regarding the fighting of war in outer space.
Decades after Orson Welles and H.G. Wells had panicked America, in 1983, then-US President Ronald Reagan had a vision for making America safe. And a key component involved the use of a defensive weapons shield to be based in space.
Americans today are assessing President Reagan's latest contribution to the nuclear arms debate, a proposal that the United States develop an umbrella of laser weapons that will make nuclear war obsolete by the year 2000.
We maintain the peace through our strength. Weakness only invites aggression. This strategy of deterrence has not changed. It still works. But what it takes to maintain deterrence has changed.
Remember, all this happened only 6 years after the first of the blockbuster Star Wars movies. Reagan came from the cowboy backlots of Hollywood, but unlike the Star Wars hit, Reagan's big idea as US Commander-in-Chief was widely panned.
Former Defense Secretary Robert McNamara today called it pie in the sky, and in Congress, both chambers echoed to phrases of science fiction and Star Wars.
Now, it seems, technology may prove President Reagan was ahead of his time, perhaps even remarkably prescient.
He was talking about having space-based assets to intercept intercontinental ballistic missiles. Some of these ideas are starting to become reality, or at least the beginning of reality.
So, rather than being mocked as he was at the time, I mean, should he be lauded for being prescient?
Certainly, I think he was ahead of his time. Certainly, I think he saw where the future lay. And I think it's been a rapid evolution, if not revolution, in reliance on space-based assets. But technology has also caught up. Back in the 1980s, I think a lot of that conjecture was based on technology that might come into play. That technology we're starting to see.
That's Professor Dale Stevens. Over the past 20 years, three manuals have been written, laying out the international rules for naval, air and missile, and cyber warfare.
So we've seen the San Remo manual on naval warfare, we've seen the Harvard manual on air and missile warfare, more recently we've seen the Tallinn manual on cyber warfare, and this manual that we're working on is really just a continuation of that.
Dale Stevens was a captain in the Australian Navy. I asked him what was at stake.
The GPS system, the global positioning system that's used on American satellites that we use in our cars and in our watches and in our everyday life, that began as a military satellite. But they're also used for civilian purposes. So international navigation by aircraft, by ships, all rely on GPS. We rely on GPS for our everyday driving and banking and the internet, actually.
Are you seriously suggesting take out a couple of satellites and ta-da the internet?
The timestamp in internet communications relies heavily on GPS, so getting the exact timing right to reassemble data does rely on satellites. So yes, take out GPS satellites, enough of them, and the internet becomes degraded.
But the law school professor says war in space promises to be a lot more than simply knocking out satellites.
There's also developing weapons in space. There's an idea of space-based lasers. There's an idea of what they call rods of God, which are steel rods that can be launched from space. All of this is still conjecture, but certainly people are working on it.
Professor Stevens says the manual will be ready for government feedback in 2019. He says Australia is quietly backing the project, but so too are very senior players in the American military.
Recently, the US Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson, back in June, announced that from an American perspective at least, space was not just an enabler, but was a potential venue of armed conflict itself.
If you were a betting man, what are the odds? Are we one day, sooner or later, going to see conflict in space?
So, I hope not, but it seems inescapable that the more the militaries of the world rely on space assets, the more likely they're going to be targeted in an armed conflict. And to that end, then there is a degree of inevitability. But I'm an optimist. I hope our manual never gets used in practice. I hope that it's just a reference work that sits on a shelf.
Professor Dale Stevens from the Law School at the University of Adelaide and Editor-in-Chief of this Manual on International Law Applicable to Military Uses of Outer Space Project. NZ report from Greg Borschman.